Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, the Guardians, they're back home finally. It felt like a three-week journey to the West. I hate it when you guys go West, Curtis Danberg, who's the vice president of communications, community impact. I hate it, man. It's the worst.
It's so difficult when those games are starting at 9:40, 10:05. Yeah.
What time in the morning do you get up?
Like 6:30.
6:30. That's an early morning riser still. I mean, when you start, when 9:40, I'm like, well, I can see the first few innings live. Right. But it's like, God. When they start at like 10 back in the there's more teams starting at like 6:40 local.
Yeah. There's a lot of teams doing that now.
Can you tell me what the study was? Because at first I go, man, they're starting at 6:35, 6:40 when you guys first did that a few years ago. What's the study behind that starting a little earlier?
Especially, I think it's about getting done earlier and getting people home, especially during the week, whether it's when school's still in session or work night, they're more apt to come to the game. Mm-hmm. So our fans have told us that. So 6:40 has been the sweet spot. We do 6:10s April, May, just because of the weather.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, true, because, boy, it gets a little bit cold out there. Yes. But no, 6:40, plus a pitch clock has to help and things like that. So it's good to see you.
Yeah, great seeing you.
What have you felt about some of the stuff in the first half? Because I got to tell you, Curtis, I've adjusted some of my my expectations for the team. I was saying this because I was like, oh, Curtis ain't listening right now, so I can say all this. I was like, all right, I got four guys that I have a little bit of hope for. All right, now I know that we had a lot of hope for Bibee and Williams. And I'm going, well, maybe I got a little bit fat off the essence of the great pitchers that we have become Cy Young winners in the past. Maybe it's going to take them a little longer there, but they've started to come around. And then you got Slade Ciccone out of the trade, and then you got Luis Ortiz.
Yeah.
Who, boy, when he's on, he really shows you something there. And I'm thinking, if I can come away from this season with four starters there, and I'm not going to speak about Shane Bieber right now, but if I can come out with four young starters right there, which I think are all under the age of 26, I mean, I'm laughing at the end, hopefully going into 2026 and 27 and beyond.
Yeah, it's been the highlight of the year. I mean, obviously it's been an up and down first half for us, but the highlight has definitely been the starting pitching, and they're keeping us in games and giving us a chance. So hopefully the bats come around. And it was great to see Lane Thomas connect on that one last night and put us back in the game. Obviously, went south after that, but if we can get him going, David Fry, I mean, it's not easy midseason to come in after a long injury. And in Lane's case, it was two stints on the IL, and for David Fry coming off a big surgery.
I think it's, real quick, Danny Cunningham in for Tone. I do think it's so difficult, and I think they're showing it right now, when you miss with Lane and David, when you miss spring training like that, and then especially in Lane's case where you get started and stop, get started and stop, get started, like it's very tough to do anything, man, because it's a game of consistency.
We saw that with Gavin Williams last year, you know, got hurt in spring training, and he's been so much better this year because of that. So it's not easy.
Right. I think so much of the up and down has been guys that have missed time, guys that haven't been able to find that consistency. Like just having, I think, a healthy Lane Thomas and having two separate stints makes it that much more difficult on the IL, but having a healthy guy like that, getting him going, I think could do a lot of things for this lineup.
We need that. We need to bolster our lineup, and especially in the middle of the order. We can't put it all on Hosey and Kwani. Speaking of which, we need a vote. Tomorrow is the deadline for the first phase of AL All-Star balloting.
It's there already.
So Posey's in a good spot, and Kwani's right there on the edge to advance the next round.
I'm going to admit something to you. Tell everybody how they can vote, because I got to admit something to you here right
off. MLB.com.
I just assume that Jose Ramirez is a shoo-in, and it makes me less likely to vote. I'm sorry.
He's going to be an all-star.
He's an all-star.
But let's vote him in.
Jose is our great guy, and it's like, okay, he's obviously going to be an all-star, and then I just go, well, maybe I don't need to make a big fuss about it anymore. I'm sorry, Curtis. Don't beat me over.
And that's how you're unhappy with someone that gets elected, Ken, because you didn't vote.
That's how that happens. But if I don't participate in
apathy.
I don't participate in the democracy of it, then I have no reason to complain. I have no room to complain, apparently, from
remember
what
that.
Yes.
Yes. So when Jose's not a starter, blame Ken Carmen.
Oh, that God, happens. That would be terrible. All right. What's going on this weekend here?
So we got, obviously, Blue Jays tonight and tomorrow, 1:10, and then the Cardinals come in town. So we're celebrating the 80th anniversary of the Cleveland Buckeyes winning the Negro League Championship. So Free Shirt Friday is dedicated to that. We've got fireworks. We've got Dollar Dogs. Obviously the $2 beers pregame in the district. Saturday we play at 4:10. We're giving away these caps, Cleveland Buckeyes caps. Mm-hmm. $2 beers for that game as well. And then Sunday, Kids Fun Day, we play at 12:10. We are on Roku this Sunday. So we've got that going on. And guess who's going to be broadcasting the Roku game on TV?
Who?
Tom Hamilton.
Oh, no kidding.
That's awesome.
So
is he doing like a double duty thing
in honor of him? No, like he's going to be all TV.
Oh, that's great.
In honor of him going into Cooperstown, MLB reached out and wanted to give him a chance to be on the Roku game. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Is it? I mean, we're getting down to the nitty gritty when it comes to the All-Star festivities. Cause I mean, that's when you go to Cooperstown. Yeah. How is it like the media obligations for him and things like that? Because I'm sure everybody and their brother. Yeah.
It's a lot, and he's working on his speech. And yeah, you can tell as we're getting closer, the stress level is going up a little. It's a big deal.
He's very happy and proud. It's so exciting for him, man. It's so awesome. There's nobody more deserving than Tom Hamilton.
I sit right behind Brad over at 8, and we talk about him all the time. Like, you know what your dad said the other day? So he always listens too. It's so interesting to see it. I'm like I text him during the day. He's like, I know. So you got everything going on this weekend. The plans for the summer. What's some of the big plans for the summer we got coming up here? July, well, August, things like that.
We go on the road to Chicago. Mm-hmm. For the Cubs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
And then we come back for the holiday weekend against the Tigers. So that's going to be a big deal, and obviously fireworks and all that. But, hey, they're who we're chasing. And this time last year, we were the team in first, and then we came back down to earth, and we ended up passing. So we hung on, I guess. The Tigers came close, though. So hopefully we can do the same and get on a roll and catch them.
What's with the lighting that Owen asked you about when you came in? Because he was at the game last night.
We put in new lights this year.
Okay.
And then in mid-May, we started to introduce the flickering lights after wins and after home runs.
How's that going?
Going well.
It's a big thing. It first started in the SEC, and now everybody's doing it.
Oh, I know.
It looks cool, man.
We've been wanting to do it for years, but the lights wouldn't let us do it. But now we have brand-new lights, and we can do it.
That's beautiful. All right, Curtis.
Add to the experience.
It's fantastic. So, again, what do we got coming up this weekend? Tell everybody again.
Friday night, fire it up with we've got Free Shirt Friday, Dollar Dogs, fireworks, $2 beers, Saturday 4:10 game, giving away these Buckeyes hats. 15,000 fans get that, and then very Kids nice Fun hat. Day on Sunday.
Good looking hat.
That's awesome. All right, Curtis, we thank you very much for your
thank
time.
Thank you. Go Guards.
Yes, sir. Curtis Danberg, the Vice President of Community Relations and Communications and Community Impact. Boy, it just rolls off the tongue. Vice President Curtis Danberg joined us in studio here in the Smart Choice Windows and More studio. So I want to give it away. 4-pack of Guardians tickets right now, 216-474-0092. Caller number 9. Number 9. 216-474-0092. It's your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Cleveland Guardians take on the Toronto Blue Jays tomorrow, Thursday, June 26th at 1:10 p.m. over at Progressive Field. Tickets courtesy of the Cleveland Guardians and your home for Cleveland sports. Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan. Caller 9, again, 216-474-0092. Am I holding the standard too low? Did I lower the standard too far when I said that I'm hoping to come out of this season with a rotation?
I think a little bit.
He's left the room, so I you can go after him now.
Because I think it should be... no, because I think you're right. That should be part of the standard, but I think something that should be included is some of the young guys that we've talked about over the last couple of days. Is figuring out, you're not going to know exactly what you have there 100% because development is not a linear thing. Guys mm-hmm. are going to ebb and flow the same way this team has ebbed and flowed throughout the season. But I do think finding out more about those guys, I think a good goal, and it pains me to say this because I had higher expectations than I think you did coming into the season.
Actually, I didn't. I swear to God.
You thought they were just going to be a middle of the pack team?
I went back to it because of what they let go of. And it wasn't even Andrés Giménez. I know you and I bickered about that at 6:20 this morning. It wasn't even just that. I just thought, you know, I thought I was going to see this. I really did. I thought I was going to see this coming, considering what happened around baseball the year before. And when the TV deal got changed, I thought, okay, this is going to be a weird winter. And it ended up being a weird winter. Sorry, I'm choking away hot dogs here. So it's going to be a weird winter. Yeah, because they always hit the spot at 7 in the morning. You know you do morning radio when you eat hot dogs at 7 a.m. Anyway, I had a feeling the season was going to be a little bit of a pullback. I felt that last year, you have to admit that they overachieved to a pretty obscene level. I mean, if you're getting all the way to the ALCS Game 5 against the Yankees, I think it's a tremendous overachievement. But I also knew going in it was going to be a rough winter considering what was happening in the business of baseball. And I knew it was going to upset the fan base. And I felt bad about that. And we talked about that with Anthony and I. Going into this season, I felt 82-80 was probably, which I said that I thought they were going to be 82-80 last year. I felt it was going to be basically the same thing. So my expectations, I don't believe there's been tough talking about getting to the postseason with me or getting to a World Series, which is the antithesis of what fans want to do when you get to a Game 5 of an ALCS. That should show fans in any given year why a team should buy in, double down, chase a championship. Guys, I get it. I understand. But I think when you saw the circumstances of what are going on, which is a giant excuse to some people, fine. But when you saw the circumstances of what was going on, I just didn't think they were going to be that team. It's frustrating in real time. It's frustrating to have two guys that are consistent, and then a couple of guys that bat around with consistency here and there but really show nothing. It's frustrating that you take guys up from Columbus and they can't hit a broadside of the barn, and you send them back to Columbus and they hit 400 because it makes you feel like you got a bunch of 4A players.
Yeah, which is not a place you want to be.
No, that's frustrating. And so I knew that this year was going to be more of a comeback to earth. And I said, what can I get out of this season? Can I get a young pitching staff that can start to resemble 15, 16, 17 all over again? Because it's been a while now since those years. Can I get a pitching staff to start to resemble that? Now, I don't want to deny myself the truth because I think I did that with Tristan McKenzie. But if I can get, again, four guys out of that rotation, I don't know what I'm going to get out of Shane Bieber. So I'm assuming it's, you know, right now I think it's Logan Allen who's the fifth. But if I can get those four guys to come around by the end of this year, and they've been much better in the month of June, then I'm looking forward to 2026 and 2027 because we got to start to get out of from underneath whatever's going on with the business of baseball, with the television deals with baseball, because I feel by then they would have something together. And if that means a labor strike, then that means a labor strike. That's what I got
to
deal with.
I think that they need to know who they're going to be in 2026 by the end of 2025. so that way they can operate the offseason properly. They need to know what they have. To your point about the pitching rotation, that matters. But they need to know what they have 1 through 9. You can count on the consistency of Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, but you need to figure out those other 7 spots or at least know where you have questions so they can be addressed this winter.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.